Yeah, the word translated grace in the New Testament is normally the Greek word charis, and it means giving. Grace is giving. You can't say, well, I think I need to learn more about giving, and I also need to learn more about grace. They're the same thing. Now, grace has certain theological thing. By grace, you have been saved through faith. But what does that mean? By the giving of God, you are saved. It's God choosing to give to you. So when God's grace strikes us, you know, like lightning that I use in that analogy, what is it going to produce in our life? And I think you could say, well, his lightning should probably produce the lightning of grace in our lives. Yeah, except in real life, what does lightning produce? It produces thunder. It's something that produces a reaction on the other end of it. And then lightning and thunder lead to more lightning and thunder and all of that. But the reason that that struck home with me when I was contemplating it years ago was wherever God's grace is present, then the thunder of giving is present. So what hit me was, looking at my own church and looking at churches everywhere, is to say, if a church, or take an individual Christian life, is not characterized by giving, if giving is not a huge part of your life, then it puts into question the degree to which you have experienced and understood the grace of God. Because if that giving of God to you has not produced a giving in you to others, then something is fundamentally wrong. And sometimes we celebrate the grace of God to us and even in theory to other people, but we fail to become conduits of that grace to others. And this is what God has called us to do with the resources he has entrusted to us. It all belongs to God, but we are to then take it and distribute it out to others. So there's the grace of God that's the lightning. There is the giving on our part that's the thunder, which in itself produces another kind of lightning in us, and then more thunder. And then suddenly you've got lightning and thunder in the church, the body of Christ. And people are looking at it and they're going, whoa, there's something going on over there that's different. I need to look into what these people are all about. And sometimes they're looking at us not in that way, but in other ways. And I will say this. I mean, I'm from Portland, Oregon, so I understand that Christians can be misunderstood and judged and condemned. But nonetheless, sometimes we deserve the criticism that we are getting. We are failing to live up consistently to the gospel. So we need to take just criticism when it's just, and then also to recognize, yes, sometimes the world's going to hate us because that's what the world does. And Jesus says, it hated me first. But let's not mistake every time the world doesn't like us and criticize us for, well, that's just because we're faithful Christians. Well, it's a different question as to whether you truly are a faithful Christian. Does that make sense? Be loved for the right things and hated for the right things.